Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Williams looking deep, launching deep for Odunze, and it's incomplete. A little too far with Rodgers on the coverage, and the Vikings force a three and out.
Great opportunity, just one-on-one man coverage. You get your shots with your number one receiver on the kind of stutter go. Odunze's got it by a step, and little too much juice by these young quarterbacks. Ball's popping out of their hands today.
You know, early start here, maybe a little adrenaline for these guys. Williams looking deep, launching deep for Odunze, and it's incomplete. A little too far with Rodgers on the coverage, and the Vikings force a three and out.
I didn't understand what Kevin meant by early start for these guys. That didn't make any sense to me. What did he mean by that?
I don't know. I thought he had a rough game in a lot of little things that I don't want to rag on him about. The one big thing of absolutely no mention of Nashawn Wright's emotions, that really bothered me. A couple situational things that he didn't understand. One was a third down versus fourth down at the very end before the field goal that he had to correct. But the one you're talking about there, I don't know.
It's like an early start. Like both these guys live in the Midwest. It was a noon kickoff. The Bears have played exclusively noon kickoffs for almost 2 months now.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I don't know. Anyway.
Gets it again. Big hole for Swift. Now he's in business. Down near a first down. I think he's a half yard short. And we'll see if the Bears are content with that or if they try to run another play to get closer. It looks like they're content with it.
Yeah, Dobbins still want to go to fourth down. There's nothing the Vikings can do to stop the clock. They'll just run it down to below 5 seconds and call their first timeout.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking that was third down. So fourth down, they're going to take a timeout and set up the kick.
Yeah, it's not a huge moment. It's just, you know, setting up the game-winning field goal. That's all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of rough. It's early start for them. They usually do the late afternoon games. Look at us. We're the number one crew. Hey, we usually get the late games.
Okay, well, then maybe it's an early start for them, but not an early start for the two quarterbacks.
No, not at all. There's some Brady stuff from that game that we should get to that I've got left over. I want to get your thoughts on. But first, let's get to the deep ball stuff.
Okay.
Because don't you think it feels like a big deal? Caleb Williams' deep ball accuracy, would you agree that it has felt like a big deal in his time as a Bears quarterback in both seasons, frankly?
It's funny because I kind of thought that this would be a thing that he would hit pretty early in his career, but there's such a big difference between college open and NFL open that it is concerning that when you see him at the top of list on misses, that is a scary thing to happen. Ben Johnson talked about this. Here's how he diagnoses it.
Well, hold on one second, Lawrence, because let me give you the further context. You're good. But I just wanted to get this in because you're right. And I had just looked it up. Caleb finished fifth among all quarterbacks in the FBS with at least 50 deep passes. He finished fifth in accuracy in college. So to your point, I just want to add that because, like, he was really, really good at deep ball accuracy at USC. And then last year, according to Pro Football Focus, he was second to last among NFL quarterbacks in deep ball completion percentage, only ahead of Anthony Richardson of the Colts. That's the only guy I was ahead of. Then this year, apparently he's shown improvement on it. It doesn't feel like it to me, but maybe there's a lot more 20-plus yard passes that are just like normal in-cuts in this offense, possibly, because like he's seventh in the NFL in completion percentage of 20-yard passes or more.
He hits those bullets.
Agreed.
Like those throws where Caleb like actually pushes off that back foot and just lets it rip, man, I think he's one. I would have to look it up, but I think he's one of the best at that in the NFL. But any deep ball that needs a little bit more touch on it, he hasn't hit that at the higher level that you would expect of a guy that was really good at it in college. So what's going on here? Here's the Bears head coach answering that question.
You know, we sat and we watched the tape, and we had a couple opportunities there to really get some big plays potentially down the field, and we didn't capitalize on those. Those are a couple that he'd like to have back, but I thought all in all, I thought he played a pretty solid football game.
Ben, on that note, how would you like to see Caleb like clean up some of those deep shots that you were referencing that he didn't connect on?
Yeah, I mean, I think the two that come to mind were the first two third downs of the game. You know, the first one to Rome was just maybe a foot or two a little bit deeper than we would like. And, you know, sometimes that happens early in the game when you take a deep shot is you're not quite in a rhythm yet and that can get away from you. And so I wasn't too terribly disappointed by it. I thought he made a nice read. I thought Rome ran a good route. And the more time and task we have on that, the more connections we'll get. The second third down of the game, that's one that we need to hit. You know, DJ did a nice job popping open there on that one. And, you know, I think that's one of the few that Caleb would like back.
All right, so that was fairly honest in terms of the criticism of it. He thinks they should have hit both. The first one, he cuts him some slack, Lawrence, because it's early in the game. But the second one, he thinks he should hit. I've had a theory on this, which plays into what Ben said yesterday when he said he had a solid game overall. When you overthrow the deep wide receiver, it's not going to get picked. I feel like his...
So him being careful and risk-averse?
Yeah, him being careful and risk-averse, and also playing to maybe what... I don't know if the coach wants it or not. That's the thing, because like especially the one to Rome, that looked like a 50-50 ball. Like, you're supposed to put those somewhere where your receiver gets a shot. So I've been thinking, is it selfishly risk-averse? Like, he doesn't want the interception? But then... But then they asked Ben about the 50-50 balls, and I think this might change what I was thinking. I want to know what your thought is on this here.
The deep shots, how do you get your quarterback to get more comfortable, and maybe it's an accuracy thing, with just giving playmakers a chance at some more 50-50 opportunities?
Yeah, I'm not a big guy on 50-50 balls, to be honest with you. I think you can look at my track record of calling games, and we like to get guys open a little bit more than just throw it up for grabs. And so that's not really what we want to be about necessarily. I think we're pretty close on that first third down, and the second third down is one that he'd like to have back. And I think we had maybe one or two opportunities more that we probably could have challenged him down the field, and we didn't pull the trigger for a number of reasons. But no, it's something that we're going to continue to work on. That stuff doesn't just happen overnight. You know, it's that's a work in progress. That's been that case everywhere I've been. So I'm not concerned about that at all.
Not concerned about that at all. I got to tell you, man, him not wanting the 50-50 balls means I got to change the way I think about the deep stuff with Caleb a little bit.
I think it also has it changes the way that you should view personnel too, that they don't necessarily need a Guagi guy, you know, like they don't really need that. Or I guess I should just say Guagi. They don't need that. And looking at the receivers that Ben had in Detroit, there aren't really his receivers ran away from people.
Yeah.
Or Amon-Ra would run over people occasionally. And so they don't need the George Pickens of the world or the DK Metcalfs of the world to go and try and win a 50-50 ball, because Ben has belief that he can scheme his guys open. And then maybe it's more important of what do you do after you get the ball? So from a draft or a free agency standpoint, we might be getting a clearer picture of what it is that Ben Johnson wants in his wide receivers.
I think that's an excellent point for the big picture. And he didn't draft Roma Dunze, you know, and Roma Dunze is supposed to be this big body guy who's great at that and great at the 50-50 balls. Poles did. I'm not saying he doesn't like Roma Dunze, because Rome is a good route runner and is good with the ball after the catch. But
yeah, and I understand why someone would want Rome too, specifically because of his ability, like ideally with the stuff that he did in college, like him being a big body that in some cases can box out and win some of those throws. But it's a philosophical change that Ben Johnson is asking us to make, and I totally get it.
Yeah, and I gotta say, in the short term, as we're analyzing Caleb, and you and I have talked about, man, he's risk averse when he's throwing the ball down the field. He's not giving his playmakers a chance. There's the coach who's in his ear like crazy all the time saying, I don't want you to throw a 50-50 ball. And I'm, whew, really? So I mean, okay. Because guess what? Jordan Love throws those balls all the time.
He sure does.
Like to Christian Watson, that touchdown, hell, that was in double coverage, the one in the end zone against the Giants on Sunday. Lamar will throw it right at the guy for a 50-50 ball. Jalen Hurts will throw it to A.J. Brown when he's covered tight. Joe Burrow.
Because you have to, because if you don't, then he's going to go on live.
Right. But all over the league, man, guys do that. Like Burrow throws those balls. Like he's basically telling the young quarterback he doesn't want to. I'm not sure I get it in the modern NFL, but I clearly gotta cut Caleb some slack as I critique his deep ball accuracy sometimes in real time. Because sometimes I have thought, man, he just doesn't want to throw a pick. He's afraid of the interception numbers, and he's not even giving his dude a chance. You know what I mean?
I mean, we could really think about this from a strictly numerical point of view. And I could imagine like Ben Johnson being like, exactly why would I want a 50-50 ball? I want the higher percentage of my guy catching it.
Right.
And that's on me. That's on me to scheme it so that there is a higher percentage chance of success in those moments than just leaving it up to putting it in a spot where your guy can get it. And maybe, for example, like look at the right interception. where yes. it's like, oh, there's an opportunity. And I will say, if he gets that ball out in front, it's probably a touchdown. But these guys that play DB in the NFL are pretty athletic too. And if you are kind of hoping and wishing, give your guy a chance to make a play, like, I would understand how that might frustrate someone like Ben, who's like, no, man, we're not doing it that way. We're trying to do it in a way where that throw is 75% or 80%
yes.
in our favor for Caleb to make that throw.
Yes, and that is an adjustment that I need to make, that I bet a lot of listeners need to make about what is expected and being asked of the quarterback. So I thought that was fascinating. Let me give you these three Bradys real quick, okay? So Brady, here's one. He was talking about how you have to sack Caleb Williams as you are trying to get him, and he might do the spin move thing.
Blitz here. Williams spins away. How did he do that? Oh. Caleb Williams now just going to take off and run. Oh, my goodness. What a play.
That was absurd. They did the same thing on the previous play with Ward blitzing. He's got a free shot, and you got to just settle your feet a little bit. Caleb is so elusive in the pocket. That little 1-2 with his feet spins out of it, and he's got the leg strength. And then he's got that deceptive speed. And then, coach, boy, get off the white. Going to take those hits. Not as agile as those quarterbacks out there.
So you got to settle your feet. Do you think defenders will learn from watching the tape that the spin move is coming and they got to go in a little slower and settle their feet?
I actually thought the Vikings did a good job of breaking down in front of Caleb instead of going right at him. And I don't know if it's any strategy that you have is good with a player that seems to be very creative in those moments. The only thing that I'm worried about with that is, well, two things. I'm worried about Caleb getting grabbed and spinning into a hit. Like spinning into a guy that was like, oh, I missed him, and now I got a shot at him. And the other thing that I'm scared of, because, you know, I'm the mayor, I am scared of him being pulled in two different directions on one of those plays and injuring himself.
Yeah, that's good. Well, this will fit into that a little bit, because here are two Brady like subtle things. I thought he was very complimentary of both young quarterbacks while honestly trying to discuss their issues. Here's a play where Caleb held the ball, got hit by Dallas Turner on this play.
Williams with a lot of time. Can't find anyone. Now some pressure from Allen. Gets away. He can bake a cake back there. He launches it. It's out of bounds. There's a flag down, I think, on the very far side of the field. No.
Yeah, big hit here on Caleb at the end. You hold on to the ball on these play-action passes. It usually doesn't get better. And he does a good job throwing it away. And Dallas Turner taking a little love tap. Hey, just to remind you that I'm here.
I thought that was a really good, subtle acknowledgement of what we all know. You hold on to the ball on these play-actions, it usually doesn't get better. Right? Just get to the back, throw it away. And he's not going to say, this kid doesn't get it, because he's a kid and he's learning. But you hold on to it, it doesn't get better. Thought that was really efficient and good from Brady.
Yeah, I'm with him on that. Because the whole point of the play is that play action is supposed to freeze the defense so that there is an open window for you to throw the ball
like that
almost immediately.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, the thing where you hold it doesn't work. And then here's the last one on Caleb's instincts and what he usually does when in doubt.
Today's Next Gen Stats powered by AWS. It is Caleb Williams and his escapability.
Yeah, it's just, there it is, just shrugging defenders off, using the leg strength. Ends up being no production down the field. This one does end up being production down the field when he fakes the throw and scrambles, but he's got so much confidence in his legs in the pocket. He could just buy as much time as possible, and that's the one he found Loveland there on the scramble. When in doubt, he's going to hold on to it, try to get outside the pocket, see things clearly outside the pocket, and kind of throw one of those fastballs and paint his receiver in the chest with the ball.
When in doubt, He's going to get outside and see things clearly. Doesn't that speak to what you and I have been talking about? The orbit scramble, getting all the way outside instead of maybe just moving to the next platform and making a throw. He wants to see it clearly once he starts to scramble.
Yeah, and he moves outside, and he is such a good athlete both in those moments and with the arm that he's been able to make plays even at the NFL level doing it. I also now wonder, as the season's gone on, as games have continued, I wonder if Caleb is in a place now where he goes, you know, another advantage of this is me being able to get a few yards here or there. And if it doesn't work out, like, there's an extra added layer of why he might do it.
Yeah.
Instead of not doing it now, where he's had success, he's literally won a couple of games.
Yeah.
Doing that.
We talked to, you know, some early Caleb detractors when we were going through the whole draft process talking about him. And a few people here or there did mention the height thing. They're like, yeah, this is not the ideal height if I had to have a number one pick quarterback. Do you think this whole scrambling and getting outside and seeing it better, do you think that's issues from height? In the middle of the field stuff?
I think it's conceivable. But I also think, like, when he spins, his eyes, of course, are not still downfield. He has to reset the eyes and retrust himself once he does.
Maybe he's buying himself a second by being able to do that and then go. But yeah, I was one of those people, Tanny.
I wasn't positive, but yeah, I remember.
I got a lot of pushback for that. I'm like, ideally, you don't want a quarterback who's below 6'2", but okay. Like, he's got all the other stuff to make up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And quarterbacks, no matter how tall they are, you can be Justin Herbert, they don't like when the pocket gets muddied from the middle. Like, most quarterbacks want to be able to step up into a throw and step up into a pocket to make that throw. But yeah, I do think that it's made more difficult. And I also think that the early success of defenses against Caleb this season, one of the things that you should continue to look for from other teams is, if they can't get there, and we know that getting him on the ground is difficult, do the defensive linemen do a good job of getting their hands up?
Yep.
To block passes? Now, some of that stuff is just crazy athleticism, like Max Crosby, for example. Him being like, oh, there, I know what this play is, and I'm going to make a play on the ball. But we saw the Giants do this. The Giants were really good. It's like, okay, we're not getting them on the ground. We're not quite getting home, but we're getting our hands up, and we're knocking down passes on him. So I do think that that's a byproduct of it, and it'll be one of the things that it's the trade-off. Like, you get the incredible explosiveness and opportunities for him to make plays, but you have to know that there might be ways that teams will try to defend him that aren't really traditional.
Absolutely. One more thing on this concept of him needing to see things clearly. It reminds me of the specific play from 2 weeks ago, the DJ Moore in the end zone where he had him for a touchdown and everybody broke it down. That was him. He went all the way to the outside to see it clearly. When Ben told him, and then he admitted on the Wednesday, he could have just moved to that second platform and made the throw. I think that instinct to want to see it clearly is one thing that Ben is trying to break him of. So I appreciate the opportunity to learn from guys like Brady and from Ben about quarterbacking and about what he wants. We're getting smarter as a Bears fandom and listenership. Whether we want to or not, we're getting smarter.
No, we want to, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Don't we?
Yeah, no, but it'd be nice to just have a guy. That's what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, but this is all part of learning on how he becomes the guy, hopefully.
Yeah, I think so. I think that is the goal. But Ben is a guy who's, like, learning, like you were talking about. Like, he might have to scheme to win with this quarterback as he has him right now. And I think that's what he's doing. He just did it in Minnesota, and he's scheming with him as a game manager from time to time and not throwing picks. By not throwing 50-50 balls might be part of the game plan in that regard.
Hey, and Caleb's great, but he's no Wembanyama. He's not going to grow 2 inches between now and next season.
He's not. This is true.
What do you mean he's 7'5" now?
I know, man.
Yeah, he grew 2 inches during the summer. Yeah. What?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.